Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Thursday, August 6th. You're listening to Seeking Alpha, the leader in market news and analysis. I'm Rena Sherbel, and this is Wall Street Breakfast. Our top stories today: expanding 5G clean path, jobless claims, White House and Democrats remain trillions of dollars apart. Leading today's news: expanding the 5G clean path program, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has detailed a new five-pronged clean network effort aimed at curbing potential national security risks. The U.S. wants to see untrusted Chinese apps removed from Apple's and Google's app stores, has called for companies to limit availability of their apps on phones made by Huawei, and urged firms to halt using Chinese cloud providers like Alibaba, Baidu, and Tencent for storing sensitive data. While the guidance is not binding, it signals an escalation of the Trump administration's efforts to limit the spread of Chinese technology after declaring a potential ban on TikTok earlier this week. In other market news, U.S. stock index futures are hugging the flatline ahead of fresh insights into the health of the labor market, with another 1.423 million workers expected to have filed first-time claims for state unemployment benefits during the week ending August 1st. The data release will follow a positive session on Wednesday as major indexes brushed off a weaker-than-expected ADP private payrolls report, with money shifting into cyclical and value stocks. Said a senior analyst at SwissQuote Bank, even if the economy goes well, investors will still be asking for the Federal Reserve and the government to have their hands on the market. The White House and Democrats have not agreed to any top-line numbers, according to White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, and remain trillions of dollars apart on COVID-19 stimulus negotiations. Specifically, the Trump administration has offered $400 per week in enhanced federal unemployment benefits through December 14th, up from $200, but Democrats are not backing down from $600 per week. Meadows and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin also put $200 billion in state and local aid on the table, but that is far less than the trillion Democrats are seeking. Republicans say they are prepared to walk away and rely on executive actions by President Trump if an agreement is not within reach by the end of the week. UK banks hold enough capital to keep on lending and absorb the losses that are likely to arise due to the COVID-19 pandemic, said the Bank of England on Thursday, after holding its key interest rate at just 0.1%. The bank said, the MPC will continue to review the appropriateness of a negative policy rate as a policy tool alongside its broader toolkit. The BOE also maintained its huge bond buying program, which stands at €740 billion after a €100 billion expansion in June, and said it does not expect the UK economy to exceed its pre-coronavirus levels until the end of 2021. The previous forecast detailed the second half of 2021. Shares of U.S. airlines are on the rise in pre-market trade as bipartisan support builds for an additional $25 billion in aid to one of the sectors hardest hit by the coronavirus. We don't want to lose our airlines. If they're looking at that, whether they're Republican or Democrat, I'd be certainly in favor. We cannot lose our transportation system, said President Trump at a White House press briefing. Congress set aside $25 billion for U.S. carriers in the $2.2 trillion CARES Act in March on the condition that they would not cut jobs through September 30th. The new proposal would extend those protections through the end of March 2021. Rocket Companies, the parent company of mortgage lending giant Quicken Loans, has sold 100 million shares at $18 a share in its IPO, raising about $1.8 billion. The figures were below initial company estimates, which forecast 150 million shares would be sold at $20 to $22. Shares will begin trading on the New York Stock Exchange today under the ticker RKT. Though the weak demand raises questions as to whether the hot tech IPO market, which features DoorDash later this summer, might be cooling. Facebook and Twitter took action against the account of the Trump campaign and at Team Trump late Wednesday, removing a post for violating policies around, quote, harmful COVID misinformation. YouTube also followed suit. The posts were a video clip from a Fox News interview with President Trump about reopening schools, in which he claims children are, quote, almost immune to COVID-19. The tech giants have faced heat in recent months, with some saying their censorship reach is going too far, while others say they are not policing enough. Rising chances of an approved coronavirus vaccine by the end of November are underpriced by equity markets, wrote Goldman Sachs strategists, including Kamakshia Trivedi. The approval could challenge market assumptions, both about cyclicality and about eternally negative real rates. The team added, saying that such a scenario may support steeper yield curves, traditional cyclicals and banks, and challenge the leadership of technology stocks. Remember, Goldman Sachs called Apple's stock price unsustainable before earnings on June 30th. The stock has risen 15% since the FQ3 report. For your edification, Apple's quant rating at Seeking Alpha is very bullish. Other market headlines to watch for on Seeking Alpha. Samsung Galaxy event highlights new phones, tablets, folding device. Berkshire Hathaway continues BOFA buying spree. Underwater JCPenney lenders seek higher bids. Bezos sells a bit less than 1% of Amazon stake for $1.42 billion. Blue Apron falls 16% pre-market after pricing 4 million equity offering. As of 6:20 a.m. today, the Dow is up, S&P 500 and NASDAQ are flat, crude is down, gold and Bitcoin are up. Look for Fed's Kaplan speech at 10 a.m. Eastern.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.